valued.
Well, for discrimination, on the buildable lots, if we went down to 1,500, let's say, then we could put more value on there. Go ahead.
One thing I want you to do is when you figure these prices for the lot, please figure out approximately what the tax would be on each one. Because remember, for every lot he's got, the assessor's office and the collector's office have to do regular mailings every year. And that costs money, too, to the county. We can't be in a negative situation, you know, for postage, paper, mailing. All of that has got to be kept into account. So although it's well and good to say he wants $100 for it, what's that bring the tax to $5?
Probably be more reasonable to put $500 like they have here on all the unbuildable lots and whatever the excess is.
We attribute
it to the buildable lots. Go ahead.
The reason I disagree with that is because, one, I'm going to build on the buildable lots first, and I'm going to be carrying the other ones for 30 years or 20 years or 15 years, and I don't really want to pay those taxes on it. I like the idea of exempt better.
Well,
but we're going to be sending.
I understand, I'm trying to also take into account what's out there from a discriminatory basis, because we have other people that are going to come in. So I think that's.
I think it's fair to lower.
But it's not. I mean that amount, Steve, is probably not. I mean I don't know. Maybe with all of them together, I get what you're saying. How many total unbuildable versus buildable?
There's 41.
41 unbuildable.
So, and you're saying unbuildable is no road, no septic, no sewer.
So it's no water, no sewer. Some of them have access to get there through a field of grass, but they've not maintained it as any kind of a road. Some of them have no access. The trees have grown up. I think there's 5 lots that actually have power that run through to go to a lift station.
Okay.
And it has a road as well on campground, but it doesn't have any water or sewer that goes down there. The sewer goes up the other way towards Silver Creek. I don't know why the power goes all the way around the way they did it, but I'm sure it was the way it was constructed and the shortest route at the time.
Okay, and then how many buildable? There's 41 unbuildable, and how many buildable?
21.
Well, and the reason I'm asking is some of these that you have on here that you're saying that are unbuildable, when I look, there's a house right next door. Or there's 2 lots that have houses on them right next door, and there are roads.
Which ones?
Let me pull up here. And again, perception is everything. Okay.
Some of the areas, the last house is the last sewer or water connection, and it doesn't extend. The road might loop around, but it doesn't necessarily have water or sewer. There's 4 lots in here that Marion Woods has never given us an answer to whether they have any kind of water or sewer on, and I think 2 or 3 of them are considered buildable on this list.
I need just a minute here. So this one, it's actually across the street. There's a house across the street. That's BOE 486. Six has one across the road from it. Let me get them pulled up. I think it's easier for me to.
Let me see if I can.
Here's one. Hold on. Pull if you'll pull up. .003010. I just have to give you the parcel number. It's .003.000. It's on your list. On Green Tree Road. I don't know if it'll pull up by that.
I got it to come up on the beacon.
By typing in Green Tree.
What's the neighbor's address?
You gotta go to a
yeah, or just get the neighbor next door. Let me see what that one is.
So the neighbor next door is last name Golden, first name Melissa D. Last name Golden, first name Melissa D.
Well, there's Tri-Sons Holdings.
It's .003.000. I think that's what it was. So, like, when I look at that, I mean, why would that be unbuildable?
And why is it priced so high compared to the others?
Well, it's got a shed in the back, it looks like.
Yeah. 41 at 500.
Did you see the number on that next to all the other ones?
It could be one that's not determined from the county, but there's a reason that that area hasn't been built. And I don't know if sewer goes down the hill and sewer goes up the hill, but it does have a road and it does have power that goes down that road.
Would be 1,166 per
lot. Anyway, I found several like that when I was looking at what you said were unbuildable. So I'm just curious as to why they would be unbuildable.
I have different notes for it, but I don't have them here.
Okay.
When me and Ben drove through it all, we made notes on every page.
Okay.
I guess I should have probably brought them.
Well, then
Jennifer, can you bring that back up for just a minute?
No,
that's
it's
fine. I mean, I don't know.
It's just a screenshot of each one of them.
So, David.
Scribbled all over it, broke down where it had water, sewer, similar stuff.
That'd be slightly above the $34 times 21.
This is like what we were talking about.
But we look for
he's right next to
the house. Next to
yeah.
Yeah.
Why would it not be?
It's possible.
Yes,
there's
several of them in here marked as unbuildable.
A couple could have got swapped because we went through this twice and did it a different way the first time.
These go.
And so I had all hands on me. It's only been done.
In addition to that, $14. But that is concerning that.
Right. And for whatever reason, they've deemed it as unbuildable. But there are several like that when you look up on this list. And that's just my question. Why are they unbuildable?
I don't know the exact question, the exact answer to that one. Some of the others I may have answers to after mm-hmm. looking at them. But, I mean, we can look at each one. I know some of the, you know, it's kind of like the one down below on the end. Valley View Road goes through, but they don't run sewer that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's the sewer goes down the hill and around, or if it goes up the hill, and maybe we missed something, or maybe Merriam Woods classified something wrong when they gave us the list and said no. And if they said no, I wasn't the only one that put these together in the final moments. We had put this as a group,
okay.
And literally last minute, we redid this entire thing before the deadline to get it here all individually. So it's possible with everybody at the office helping put this together, we could have.
Right. So you're saying that Merriam Woods has told you which way, like, the sewer is going or not
going. They don't necessarily tell us which way it goes. They just tell us if it has it. And if you actually follow Merriam Woods right now, they have a new maintenance guy, and they are all up in arms. And so the last few months there.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm just trying to get clarity is all I'm trying to figure out.
So on this particular one, though, you can see this is like triple the price of all the ones around it. So this one, can you make it bigger, John? So it should be $37.63 at least, and not $94 something. But nobody's been over here, so.
Right. So what are you proposing, David? We could spend all day doing this.
Well, but the problem is now that you bring that up, I mean, on that particular one, that really doesn't fit with what I was doing. I mean, we would be making if you put the non-buildable lots at 500, it'd be about, in order to match the purchase price, which you just paid this big, somebody was trying to get rid of them. I'm not sure that that's necessarily the fair market value of them, of course, but.
So on the picture, though, that we're looking at, I'm telling you, our office has not been out there, but somebody obviously has who set these in the beginning. And you notice from the corner and the house next door, the lots go from higher to lower to lower. So there must be something buildable about that lot that he's asking about.
Pull up the contours on it. But look at Lawrence Road. Look at this. No road, no water, no sewer. $3,600 a lot. Tell me how that matches.
Like I said, I didn't do these. We're going with whatever.
I understand
was
you
put
didn't
here
do
before.
It. But it's your office, so I mean
I
you have to
there.
Deal with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And then there are 30. What is it over there to the right? 3,600. All those roads, Farlop. That doesn't exist. Look over to the right. I think your program's messed up.
Well, who was the original developer that did all this with the? Platting all this.
That was in the 50s.
Was it?
Yeah, long before I was born. I think 50s.
I was born then, too.
So,
okay,
like
so
that.
This one.
Is anybody here that can answer that question? Nope.
I'm glad I can. Jerry, I hate to ask this, but do you think it's worth we were potentially coming back tomorrow anyway. Is it worth going down through these and trying to come up with a value?
I don't know.
If when you buy individual lots, they're going to be worth more than what he paid as a group is part of the problem. Because, like, say, for instance, that lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure we can match the price. I mean, I think it's reasonable to obviously get them down on some of these. But I almost think we're going to have to go through these given the trying to be consistent with what's around him because from a discrimination standpoint, we want to make sure that we're equal. Like that particular lot needs to be higher than a lot of these other ones. If we just divide them all and make them equal, that's going to be really, we can't do that with that lot, I don't think.
Right.
And this would be something that when the new assessor comes in, he's going to have to tackle the stuff that's in the Branson School District, and this is one of them.
Understand. I'm just trying to come up with Steve, who's the taxpayer in this case, a fair way to do that.
This piece right here.
That could be a well.
It's not.
Or could be.
Could be Merriam Woods owns it.
Yeah.
It could have been given to Merriam Woods, but you can click on it, see who the owner is, or somebody can.
I don't know what that
the
is.
The one they curses on, that's 02.
There's one over there that says 15 cents.
Yeah, that's 0. Okay. Yeah, it's Merriam Woods, owns it.
And this one here is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lots for 82,000. This one's 3 or 4 if you put the parcel lines in there.